So when we come to advanced levels of bhakti, is it that the spikes vanish, the spikes of desire that come, do they vanish? And without those spikes, we move towards Krishna? Yes. Yogi yunjit satatam. No. Yunjan evam sadatmanam. Yogi vigat kalmashah sukhena brahma samsparsham atyantam sukham ashnute prashanta manasam yenam yoginam sukham uttamam upaiti shanta rajasam brahma bhutam kalmasham. The sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita talks a lot about controlling the mind. And 6.27 and 28, they say by steady practice of yoga. In our case, it is bhakti yoga. By steady practice of bhakti yoga, what will happen? Prashanta manasam yenam. The mind will become peaceful. And that time, yoginam sukham uttamam. The yogi will experience the uttama sukha, the highest happiness. Upaiti shanta rajasam. The rajoguna, the passion within the mind which is making it restless, that itself will go away. Sometimes to gain peace of mind, we may go to a peaceful place. We may go to a hill station. That also helps in getting peace. But actually the problem is not just a peace, it's not just having agitating externals. The problem is the agitating internals. So that the force which agitates the mind, that force itself goes down. And then, shanta rajasam, become peaceful. Brahma bhutam akalmasham. Akalmasham, we become free from impurities. And we realize our spiritual nature. Brahma bhutam. This happens by the steady practice of bhakti. So definitely we can come to a stage where there are no spikes and where we can actually, without the mind distracting us, we can use the mind to focus wholeheartedly on Krishna. That is the stage when the mind becomes our friend. And it helps us in moving towards Krishna. Okay? Thank you. Any other questions?